What are you up to this weekend? Well, if you're not sure yet, our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to help you navigate that landscape of options in the region, including what to do on Father's Day. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. And to all the hardworking dads, stepdads, and father figures out there, happy Father's Day. There is nothing like the father-daughter relationship. Data University of Fatherhood Advocacy Organization understands that, and they're hosting the 10th annual Daddy Daughter Dance at the Sugar House Event Center.
Father's bigger to your daughters.
Sounds lovely. Is it just for young daughters and their fathers?
No, it's for fathers and daughters of all ages. So if you're 65 and your dad is 87, you're welcome to come. Okay. That's taking place on Saturday, and it gets started at 5 p.m. The ticket includes parking and a three-course meal, so it's a pretty good deal. But buy in advance because tickets are more at the door. We'll have a link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
All right, we'll look for that. Anything else for dads this weekend?
I think there's a few events this week that dads would enjoy. The African American Museum is hosting a We Celebrate Fathers event on Sunday. It starts at 2, so dads can have the additional gift of sleeping in. And I think that's a little bit better than socks, do you think?
Yes, I do. I gave my dad a lot of ties over the years and books. What about music this weekend?
Well, if you remember the Los Angeles band, The Doors, the classic Angelino band, you can head to Queen and see a tribute to them on Saturday night.
Okay, back up.
Riders on the storm.
The Doors or Queen? I'm a little confused.
Well, the Queen is the name of the music venue in Wilmington, Delaware.
But of course.
The band Wildchild says their show is more of a recreation of the Doors live show than a traditional tribute performance. Apparently, they got the equipment, the clothes, and even the setup is reminiscent of the Doors during their heyday.
Tanya, I've become that person who's always referring to NPR interviews, right? Always listening to the radio. And there's a really great one of the Doors keyboardist, Ray Manzarek, speaking with Terry Gross, and you can find that online.
Okay. Jennifer, we've got more music this week. If you've gotten married in the Delaware Valley in the last 20 years, you probably know the name Eddie Bruce. He's such a popular wedding singer that he's got wedding planning advice on his website.
So I guess he's been around enough that he's picked up a lot of tips over the years?
I'm sure he has. He's got a wonderful orchestra, and they, along with some special guests, will perform the music of the late, great Michelle Legrand and the late, great Nancy Wilson at Dino's Backstage in Glenside on Saturday. That show starts at 8:30.
What? No festivals this week?
Let me tell you something. I think that if Philly was under 20 inches of snow, they would still find a way to put some ice out there and turn it into a festival. So, yes, there is a festival this week. This weekend, we've got Philly's annual Caribbean Carnival and Parade. That's on Saturday on Chamonix Drive in Fairmount Park.
So are they going to have all the elaborate costumes?
I believe so. They're going to have those headdresses, which I have no idea how those women carry those headdresses around. They seem pretty heavy, but they managed to make it happen. The festival is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I'd suggest that if you usually take that route through Fairmount Park, probably avoid it altogether on Saturday.
There's got to be something this weekend for people who love to eat.
You're right, Jennifer. The Pizzadelphia is here. The Pizza Festival features more than 30 pizzerias, and it's all you can eat. Seems like that would make a pretty great Father's Day gift, something a dad would really enjoy.
Yeah.
It's at the Philadelphia Navy Yard starting at noon on Saturday, and you know what? You might as well take the whole family out there.
Well, thank you for the variety of options this week, as you do every week. Where can we find out more?
If you head to whyy.org/things-to-do, we'll have details on the Dave Matthews Band and where they're going to be in South Jersey this weekend, and all of the info on the Stars and Stripes event to celebrate Flag Day on Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Jennifer.